Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball breakfast.
I don't know. There's just something with this Irish team. I think Armenia is our level at the moment. Like, to lose to them away, to sneak past them at home, I think that's where we were at, and we find that hard to accept as Irish football fans.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster, and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up for you today, Ireland coach John Fogarty on why Leinster's kick up the arse might be a good thing ahead of the November series. Liam Toland and Fiona Hayes bask in the glory of Munster's win at Croke Park. And one England international calls time on her career, while another may be left out in the cold by men's head coach Steve Borthwick. First up today, the Ireland squad will touch down in Chicago later as they step up preparations for their Autumn Nations series opener against New Zealand in Soldier Field on Saturday week. There are a few withdrawals from the travelling party due to injuries picked up in this weekend's URC action. Mac Hansen, Brian Gleeson and Edwin Odogbo all left at home. But there might also be a few players whose pride took a bit of a knock as Munster claimed the bragging rights over Leinster in Saturday's Interpro Derby at Croke Park. Scrum coach John Fogarty believes that for the Leinster contingent in the Ireland squad, a quote, kick up the arse mightn't be the worst thing.
We haven't talked about her. I don't feel concerned about Tadhg Furlong, about Dan Sheehan, about Ronan Kelleher, about Andrew Porter. They're really clear on what it is we're trying to achieve. They have a little bit of time to digest where they're at. A kick in the arse sometimes is a good thing, and Munster gave them Leinster a massive kick in the arse. Sometimes that can be a really good thing to just check yourself. But I firmly believe that knowing what's in front of us, knowing the opportunities in front of us, knowing the importance of it, and to represent Ireland, to represent this country in a green jersey, it means everything to them. And if they can't get themselves in the right place, then we've all done a poor job. So look, it's not a concern for us. I think knowing what 100% looks like for us as coaches, been unbelievably clear what it is the task is at hand is, and been unbelievably clear at what our game plan is. If we're not seeing progression, or if we're not seeing the right pitch, the right levels, it's very easy to see in training sessions. That's something that will be addressed immediately. Andy has a great nose for where a group is, where they are in the middle of the week, what the feel is like, all that stuff. You know, I'm sure last week when Munster were preparing, they could feel that they knew they were fizzing, they knew they were buzzing, regardless of what was been told to them or what was said outside. Going to Croke Park to play Leinster is a huge task. All these players coming back, how are they going to overcome all this? Huge challenge, huge opportunity. It's no different for us. We understand what's coming to us. We understand the importance of it. We'll measure that during the week to see where we're at. They'll be doing it themselves. We'll get ourselves in the right frame of mind to be able to hit the ground running.
Former Leinster hooker James Tracy was left to pick through the ashes of the defeat at GAA HQ on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast. Now, you can catch that full chat in the OTB Rugby feed right now. And don't forget, you can catch Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or in glorious Technicolor over on our YouTube channel. But we have to give Munster their flowers, and who better to pick through their victory at the weekend than former Munster and Ireland front row Fiona Hayes and ex-Leinster and Munster loose forward Liam Toland. They both joined Owen Shahan on Monday Night Rugby, and Toland gave a fascinating tactical breakdown of how Munster manipulated the space for that Jack Crowley chip to put Tom Farrell under the sticks.
You look at the Tom Farrell try, which was a wonderful piece of, you know, it was a beautiful piece. The Serge Blanco-esque type of impact that moment has. But if you actually peel back about 10, 15 seconds, Munster find themselves in a line out. They go to a short line, they hit the tail, they hit Tadhg Byrne at the tail. It comes down to one, a simple pass, scrum half to out half. The difference this time round is the shape around Crowley. There was two Lucys. There was Jack O'Donoghue and there was Gavin Coombs who'd come on, were kind of Lucys in around him. The left winger, Abrahams, and the inside centre, Dan Kelly, were also, so there was four players in around where Dan Crowley was. And you look at the Leinster defence, they were concertina, nice and narrow as a result. So it was a structured play off first phase to try and create deception in terms of Leinster's defence and to try and pick out a weakness in that Leinster defence. And the execution of it was absolutely amazing. But we're used to seeing Leinster do that. We're used to seeing Leinster kind of bamboozle the defenders and not know what way is going. And then when you factor in, like Crowley, we can talk about Crowley, I'm sure, at length. But his ability, just left foot, right foot. So he's, if you're trying to defend it, like as a back rower, if I'm chasing up that, I don't know who's getting the ball. I don't know if he's going to kick it. Is it a right foot or a left foot? So he's creating doubt in my mind, and he's creating doubt all over the place. That's against one of the best teams in Europe. That's a pretty impressive piece of play from that group of players. So I remember a player asked me once about how am I playing? This is a quality player. And I explained, you're absolutely brilliant. And he said, how can I get better? And in reality, the only way this player could get better was the players around him had to get better. He's hit his ceiling because the players have hit their ceiling. But what we're seeing now is the ceiling, the Munster ceiling is growing, is raising. And that's not just the grit and determination, all those things. They give you opportunities. These are really good rugby players. And the more often they can play, the fitter they are and the healthier they are, the better this system can flow. So there's two things happening, definitely. That grit and determination, but there's a subtlety around what they're actually doing that's putting doubt in defenders. And that's brilliant to see, because you're now seeing really good players beginning to become much better players. And all of a sudden, now we're talking about Irish-type players.
Farrell was called up to the Ireland squad yesterday with doubts over the fitness of centres Bundiaki and Robbie Henshaw for that game against the All Blacks. The 32-year-old enjoyed a brilliant URC campaign last season, earning the inaugural Playmaker Award and was named the Munster Rugby Men's Player of the Year for that season. Hayes believes Farrell's call-up is long overdue.
I personally wouldn't care about age. You have to say probably the fact that he hasn't played those international matches before the age of 32. Andy Farrell is knows Ringrose, Henshaw, Bundy, McCluskey. They're all tried and tested at level, I suppose. So for him, I would imagine he's more interested. If he's bringing guys in, he's more interested in developing for them to take over from these guys. But I personally would be scratching my head, because I don't agree with it one bit. I believe, always have done, and believe in players in form should be rewarded. It shouldn't matter what someone has done in the past. Yes, there's sometimes you will take players with you, but certainly if you look at the centres, Tom Farrell is probably the most in-form centre in Ireland for a while now. Obviously, Bundy has his big moments and we know what Ringrose can do, but Tom Farrell has been playing rugby week in, week out and proven it at this URC level. And the thing is, now we're looking at Bundy, Henshaw, you could be looking at him going straight into start as well with Ringrose. In that game over in Chicago, it's a possibility if these guys don't recover from their injury. I know McCluskey obviously is there, but certainly what he's done, surely having the chance to go up to camp now, his first time up with those big guys, I think he's really going to want to put it on a show in the next couple of weeks to try and nail that spot.
And if you want to hear all of our rugby coverage on demand, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Munster have also confirmed that Brian Gleeson will undergo elbow surgery and may face an extended period on the sidelines. He's one of the casualties from that URC win over Leinster at Croke Park. Edwin Ndogbo also failed a HIA on Saturday and is following return to play protocols. Senior coach Mike Prendergast says the province are hoping to have Gleeson back soon, but don't have a return date yet.
Not fully sure as of yet. Hopefully we'll see him back soon, because even, you know, the time he was on the pitch the other day, I should say, you could see the damage he was bringing to to our game as well, or what he was able to do, I should say, in terms of sports, especially his contact skills. So hopefully we'll have him back sooner than later.
Wales have welcomed Louis Rees-Zammit back to their squad for the November series. The Bristol Bears winger is in line to make his first international appearance in 2 years after stepping away from rugby to pursue a career in the NFL. Head coach Steve Tandy admits it's a huge boost to have him available.
He's a special athlete, and then what he brings, well, when he spoke to me, he said he's definitely faster and a bit bigger since he's come back as well, so that's good for us to hear. So yeah, look, I think for us, we've got to build a game where we can get Louis Rees in the game more often.
Jack Morgan will captain the side, having impressed as the sole Welsh representative in the Lions test series against the Wallabies. Also returning is Rhys Carey. The loosehead is eligible despite currently playing for Saracens and falling short of the WRU's 25 cap rule. There are five uncapped players in the 39 strong selection: Dragons hooker Brody Coughlin, Ospreys lock James Fender and back rower Morgan Morse, Cardiff prop Danny Southworth and Bath centre Louis Hennessy. English rugby is still reeling from Tom Willis's surprise move to Bordeaux announced over the weekend. The number 8 confirmed on Saturday that he would be leaving Saracens this summer to head back to the club he joined after his former side Wasps went bust in 2022. England head coach Steve Borthwick thus opted to leave him out of the November squad, given Willis won't be part of his plans for the 2027 Rugby World Cup. An interesting quirk, however, is that despite not being in the England international setup anymore, his central contract means he will still receive £14,000 a month until the end of this season. Willis currently has 8 caps for England and made his Six Nations debut against Ireland back in February. Borthwick joined BBC Radio 5 Live's Rugby Union Weekly this week and insists there are no hard feelings between him and Willis.
I think Tom is a really, really good rugby player and a really good man. And he rang me the end of last week, late last week, and he talked to me about his decision. It sounds like he's spoken publicly about it being a really tough decision, and one he's been thinking through for a period of time. And I think at that point, you know, I wished him well for the future. I think he understands just how highly I rate him. I think he also understands why I've decided to go in the direction I have, which is to invest all our time and all the test match time, all the training time into players that will be there in 2 years' time, who aiming to win that World Cup for England. And that to tell us in, and my focus very quickly shifted to Sunday and the squad and the players I do have in camp.
And finally today, two-time World Cup winner Emily Scarrett has announced her retirement from professional rugby. The 35-year-old centre earned her England debut in 2008 and made one appearance during this year's triumphant World Cup campaign. As well as the two World Cups, Scarrett also retires with 119 caps and 11 Six Nations titles to her name. She remains the Red Roses' top point scorer, clocking up 754 points during her 17-year career on the international stage. She will now take up a role with her club Loughborough Lightning as an assistant coach and will work on the specialist coaching and mentoring side for the RFU. That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.